Y'all know Friday was David's third year that he's been gone. Don't really want to talk about it a lot because it's sad. But it seems like yesterday, but yet it seems like 20 years ago. David's life had so much impact on so many different people. Even today, there's people that come up to Kimmy and I, or if we're on Facebook or they go, he really meant so much to us. You just don't know, you know, he never judged us. He just accepted us. And, you know, they, everybody just loved him so much. So as I look at his death and what it has meant, it's been sad. Tim, you know, his dying. That's just part of life, but it's so sad. But I want to ask you a question today that God asked me. What is it that God's wanting you to change in your life so you can be more Jesus-like? There's so many things that I need to change in my life that I fight it. You know, it's like just pulling teeth, whatever that means. Wild or something. You know, we just go fighting. The world today is, we're so emphasized on the pandemic, the mask, what Joe Biden's doing, what Trump did. I mean, it's, you know, our focus is getting taken away from the Lord. And the one thing we need to do is get our focus back on God. Because we know when we focus on Him and praise Him, things will fall into place. Kimmy and I was talking this morning, and she goes, you know what, Mom? All this stuff is not a surprise to God. That's one of my favorite sayings. None of this is a surprise to God. None of the plumbing issues that the factors had, that's not... He knew all about that was going to happen. Stanley and his wife at the time having that, he knew nothing is a surprise, okay? We've got to learn to totally trust on Him. I was so proud of Kimmy. We finally got to get out the other day. My friend said, I want to take you to dinner. So I said, well, okay. But, you know, it was hard getting out, but I had to get out. I had cabin fever. And the waiter, he was new, right? He had just started. And Kimmy felt like there was something wrong going on with him. And so she talked to him, and afterwards, you know, so I'm getting my walker going towards her, and we're praying in the restaurant for this gentleman because he's dealing with a lot of demonic spirits, and I should have, or Kimmy and I both should have tried to see if he was a Christian. I felt like he was in my spirit, but, you know, that's what it's all about. Not by examples, but by listening to God and doing what God says. If He says pray in a restaurant, you pray in a restaurant. You don't care what people think. If you're supposed to pray at a gas station, that's what you do. So what is it that God keeps telling you? What is it that He wants you to change, to give up, to do differently, so we can be more Jesus-like? Because He knew us in the womb. He's going to know us to the day we die. And there's things, there's attitudes, there's a way that we talk to people. Maybe we talk down to people we don't mean to. Maybe we say things that are not right to say to people. We're all walking around with Jesus on us, and that's how we should reflect our life. What is it that you can leave as a legacy, like our pastor did? What is it in your life that when you die, and if they have a funeral, I don't personally want one, but if you have a funeral, you know what? Brenda did this, and I really appreciated that. She would really listen to God. What is it not to glorify you, but to glorify God through you? There's always something within us that we can change. So today, we need to talk about what is it. Just real briefly, we're not going to be long. Deborah.
God has laid it on my heart to help remove the stigma from mental health, and I just haven't figured out how I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good start.
But I do intend to do it, though.
Yeah. Well, and you need to follow through. And it may be as simple as, Dawn, you putting ice on your arm and doing what the doctor says, and not worry about things getting done or not getting done. You know? I mean, that's what he stressed on me so much, and the physical therapist that came out to supervise, he goes, you're doing too much. He goes, I know your doctors say do this and do that, but this is my field. You're doing too much. Because my leg swelled so bad, like 3 times its size. And, you know, we have people telling you you don't know what to do or whatever, but we've got to follow our heart, and hopefully our heart hooks up with Jesus' heart. But just know that no matter what you've done in your past, what you're going to do in the future, does not affect God's love for you. Does it affect your relationship with the Lord? Absolutely. Absolutely. You start sinning, you start seeing things differently, you start doing things that you justify, and maybe, well, I'll just go ahead and do this. I know it's sinning, but I'm just going to go ahead and do it. But we have got, this is our time to be more Jesus-like. Okay? And by that, that's why Jesus came as a man, but he was perfect. He didn't sin. And that's why he came, to show us that it's possible. We, on the other hand, we live in the world. You know, we do every day. You go to your job, there's people that live in the world, the secular, doing things that they shouldn't be doing, and we even go, okay, well, I guess that's just the way it is. No, that's not the way it is. We're supposed to be different. We're supposed to have something in us that people can see and go, what is it? There's a joy or a peace about that person that I want. That should be our goal. So, yeah, I thought of the thing about legacy. I mean, David left a big legacy. My father left a big legacy. He was so well known with people in the railroad and my friends, people from my high school, people from their church. Man, he was a great man. I mean, he was so good. And I know I'm biased because it was my daddy and I look like him. And I hate that our noses and ears keep growing because mine just steadily keeps growing. But who didn't love Jimmy Durante, right? If you're too young, you don't know who he is. But anyway, you know, we got to just, number one, love yourself. That's really hard for me to do, to love myself. And I don't know why, because, I mean, I've done bad things, but who hasn't? And God forgave us, right? But there's some days that I get so frustrated with myself. Like, why did you think that? Why did you say that? Why did you do that? But you know what? The Holy Spirit is still telling me things are wrong, so that's a good thing, okay? So that's what you should be having, some conviction of things that you're not doing what God wants you to. So what is the legacy that you're going to leave behind? What is it that you have that people want? We need to shine for Jesus. And don't worry about everything. You know, okay, the gas prices are going up. We're doing this. China gave us pandemic, COVID. Do the, you know, we got to get off of this some and put our eyes back on Jesus. Because even at that, when we start talking negatively about everything that's happening, and maybe you don't agree, then that just kind of eats at you, makes you uncomfortable, makes you worry about what's going to happen. What about my grandkids when they get older? What's going to happen? So today is just a reflection of the Holy Spirit revealing to you what it is in your life that you need to get right. What you need to do, maybe you just need to listen like Kimmy did. Like, I've got to go talk to him about God. I've got to do it. Maybe God tells you to do that, and you think, no, I don't want to be embarrassed. No, I don't want to say something stupid. And they think, hey, you know what? If God tells you to do something, you best go do it. You just best go do it. And it's such a good, rewarding feeling. You know, it feels so good to know that God has asked you to do something and you did it. God loves you. You need to love yourself. And you need to love others and show others love. You know, he said that's the, what is it, how he says it, Pastor? Love is the most important of all of these. Love is the most powerful thing. And that's what we need to show one another. And I know there's few people here. I know we've had deaths. We've had so many people come through this church and have gone on to heaven. But I know that my husband did wonderful things for this church. He did wonderful things. I remember Ruth would always come over to Anna Ruth's house and stuff. And she, you know, David loved to pick on her, bless her heart. And Ruth was backing up out of the driveway, so he ran behind the car and hit the car and then laid in the street. And she got out just frantic. Oh my gosh, I ran over David! Oh. And he got up laughing and she went, David Ross Swimmer, I'm going to beat you to death. And just, you know, I mean, Ruth is just such a personable person. There's so many cool things. You can have a sense of humor. Just don't be nasty about it, okay? He was rotten to the core about stuff like that. Always playing pranks. Always. Always hiding behind something and scaring Kimmy and I. You know, you walk in the room and he's behind the wall.
Move!
And I would get something out of it. You want me to have a heart attack and die, don't you? And he went, no. I said, you do, because I'm going to. I'm fat and my heart's going to give up. He's just, you know, we need to leave our legacies. We do. You need to leave something behind to plant that seed to help somebody else. And all your struggles, like Anita and Dawn, and Edith with her problems she's having, with Linda, with Kimmy, this is not a surprise. God has made you warriors. Go through things because you're strong to get through things. So others can see the glory of God through you. And that's what it's all about. And that's just what God laid on my heart. And I want us to refocus on God, what we can do to help others, family people. You know, it's going to get to where maybe we get back with family and getting to do things. That's super cool. Let's just focus on God and everything else will fall into place. But number one, you need to take care of yourself health-wise. You need to do that. I got to get cataracts done, a biopsy of my stomach. And of course, Satan already was going, well, you took Zantac for 30 years. It's probably cancer. You know, I ain't going to listen to you, liar. Satan is a liar. Don't listen to his garbage. Don't listen to his garbage because his demons will attack you anytime they get a chance. Anytime. They're waiting impatiently going, they're going to screw up and I'm going to get a crack and I'm going to get in there and I'm going to hit them. So don't let them. Don't let them. Fight. Fight. We're the army of God, okay? Well, that's all I have to say. So I'm going to pray that we can get on with our praise and worship. And because we don't have to promise it tomorrow. Amen.